You want to get through the group stage for sure, so I think we kept ourselves alive with a lot of fighting spirit and an obviously a world-class striker up front, so yeah, it's a good night all round.
How special is he?
Oh, he's top of the world. Well, football strikers, I think we're fortunate in the Premier League. It's Suarez last year, now we're looking at it now. Not to discount anyone, but I think with Aguero and Costa, we've got two of the informed strikers in world football. Different styles, obviously, the pair of them, but fantastic players. And
you know what it's like, Frank, to sort of come back almost from the dead in the Champions League and actually sort of win it. Have you been speaking to your teammates about that? And
No, not really. I think we're all aware of what it is, and we're aware that with the quality in the squad, you know, we should be qualifying. We know that the Moscow results probably were, especially the games that we probably should or could have won, and then you'd be not cruising through, but you'd have one foot through. So it's up to us to turn that corner. We haven't been playing so well lately. You know, no one's going to lie about that, but sometimes you've got to grit it out and get your results, and we did that.
It's a strange old competition, though, isn't it? The way Chelsea won it that year in particular, when you finished sixth, and
Liverpool did it. I mean, it can happen, but there's a long way to go to start talking about that. I mean, we've still got a game to go to make sure we go through, and Rome's a very, very tough game as well. So I think we'll cross that bridge when it comes. If you can get through the group, then you can sort of recharge and look to the new year, and it's always a bit different there. So I think, but at the minute, I think it's great for us that 10 minutes ago we're going out, and all of a sudden now we're in it's all in our own hands. So in the summer, I didn't imagine playing Champions League football again, really, and been given the opportunity, and a lot of credit to us, and I enjoy being part of the performance.
When you've got a striker like that, Frank, do you just think anything's possible at any moment you can do something?
It's great to have him in your team, and if anything's possible, you have to work around him. You know, so you need to work across the rest of the team, obviously, but when you have people like that, it makes things easier, because you know he takes majority of his chances. That wins your game. You know, the fact of the matter, our top world-class strikers do win your games, do help you win points and go through, but obviously the rest of the team need to perform as well, and I think to an extent with that, we can certainly get better, and we will get better from that.
Is it dependent now on the group sort of easing some of the burden on Sergio, because at times he's sort of been dragging you through the season?
Well, everyone has to chip in at all times. I don't think great strikers, they love the burden, they want the burden of scoring goals. Of course, chipping in is important, and as I say, I think the quality we've got in the squad, I think we will improve from here. Make no bones about not being on top form, but we're still in the hunt, and that's what good teams do. They stay in the hunt, and we'll try, whether it be Aguero or anyone else who can step up and do the job, we'll try and do that in run. We've been fortunate to play with Didier Drogba, who for me was always the greatest. It's very hard to compare them to because of the style is different, but in terms of pure finishing, electric pace, I was astounded within the first few days training here. I was telling all my friends, people were like, they ask you who's trained, who does this, who does that, and I was like, well, this Aguero is just a different class, and he's proved that.